They're the same size, 7, 8, 9 feet. Acrylic, working with light, color grid. This was 12 feet or so. And these came right from that visit to the Alhambra. Do you know what the Alhambra is? It's a big Moorish castle or whatever in Granada, Spain. It's very beautiful, highly decorated tile work, Moorish style. This is called Katz at St. Adrian. I have a poet friend. He actually taught here, Steve Katz, and he gave a reading at a bar in New York, 10 or 11 years ago, where he dressed all up. It was like a medieval performance. I did this after that. These are 1971, 72. And they're just working with the grid, different configurations, decorative, whatever. And all that time I was living in Boston. And this goes back to 69 or 70. And these were the first couple of years, to me, of serious painting. When I, for the first time, I had a huge loft in Boston in the South End. It was a cold, lively neighborhood. Lots of social action programs were going on then. There were several artists who had studios in these big old buildings. And this one didn't have heat. I was there for, I think, 3 years. There was no heat. I remember in the winter, I was always painting with gloves on, but it was a huge place, big enough to play baseball in. I can remember lowering the paintings. For the few shows that I was in at that time, I had a friend across the street who had a studio, and he'd have to lower these, I don't know, it's 9 or 10 feet, each panel long, with ropes down an elevator shaft. The elevator was stuck at the top. I was on the third floor, and on the bottom was 6 feet of filthy, slimy water. I was always terrified that that would be the end, lowering one of those things down. And luckily, I wasn't in many shows, so I didn't have to do it too often. Just figuring out what I wanted to paint it. These are clearly from Stella, Judd, other painters whose work I really liked, still like. I was just trying to find my way as a painter, what I wanted to paint about. And those lines, that division, seemed to me to be so important at the time. Of course it's not, but it seemed to me to be my mark then. The rest of it wasn't, but the division was. And none of these, I haven't saved any of these. The building got torn down, luckily to build some good housing, which is rare. And the paintings all went with it. These 5 or 6 feet. This was real small, maybe 18 inches square. So again, just trying to figure out what I was wanting to paint. Looking at Rothko also, and Pollock some, but that not coming in. Being more involved in pop art, minimalist art. Some of these are awful. As I say, none of these have been saved. Okay, this was done actually in Ithaca. And Stella was a visiting artist here. I think he was here for 4 or 5 days. And he very nicely came, I wasn't a student here, he very nicely came to my studio. And he was terrific as a critic. And I just, at that time, wasn't aware that they were completely after Stella. I knew they were, but I just thought I had to do it. So I think I did a year's worth of building these T-shaped canvases. I don't think you can see it, but they're sort of zigzags in them. And they all went into a dumpster when I left Ithaca. But I needed to do that, to get that out of my system. Then this jumps back. Those were done in 1966 or so, those T-shaped things. And this is right before that, from 60. I graduated from college in 62, and these are between 62 and 65. And I was very influenced by Fairfield Porter then. He still is one of my favorite painters. I think he's a beautiful painter. And these were all small landscapes done right on the site. And I lived in New Mexico off and on in the early 60s too, and these were done there. They're not very good, but they're small also. This was the porch in Maine. I spent some summers in Maine on an island there, and Fairfield was very influential in the porch. Also, I remember liking Morandi a lot then. This is the only self-portrait I think I did. And it was done in Maine on that island. This is in New Mexico in the garden. The light was very important. And then I had a job as a social worker in New Haven in 1964 or so. And this was the backyard, which seemed typical of New Haven. I liked New Haven and I liked the job, but it had a very grim factory life. Okay, now I have a bunch of drawings. Am I talking too long? Ooh, it's long. I'll go through these very quickly. They cover the same time span. This is a print that I did for Amnesty International. It was a fundraising thing, a lithograph. Some etching. Then I do some tile things, some decorative work, which I love doing, along with the paintings, which have nothing to do. To me, they're not art, they're decoration. I've done several floors and walls. And this is a drawing for one. I just did a great big wall. I don't have a picture of it. This is a drawing for a big floor. And that's a mural that I made for a floor, for a wall. It's about 10 by 20 feet. I thought of that like a painting instead of just decoration. This is from last summer, playing with shape things again. If anybody has any questions, just ask. These are from last summer, charcoal gouache. I usually do drawings in like several weeks of just drawing, working out ideas, or just not wanting to deal with the canvas, or when I feel like I have nothing to paint about, so I just draw for the last 4 or 5 years. That's oil on paper. It's oil crayon on paper, 5 years ago maybe. And they're all standard paper size. I hate that. That's oil crayon on paper. This is pastel. I've never been able to use pastel either to build it up. It's colored pencil, 78. These are all mixtures of materials, oil crayon, gouache, pencil. These are the actual drawing in there is probably 6 or 8 inches square. Lots of graphite in that and wax. It's paint on paper. Gouache and oil crayon on paper. It's a drawing for Sunday afternoon at the planetarium, but I actually did that after the painting. When I don't know what to do, sometimes I just draw after the paintings. I love doing these. When I first moved to Maine, I did a couple drawings a day. They were small and easy to deal with. And a lot of ideas came out of these. The clouds, Maine clouds. And the town I live in Maine has chicken factories. It's beautiful, but it has a horrible stench all the time from the grain mills and chicken parts. Keeps the tourists away. I like it. But it's such a contradiction between the beauty of that little sea town and the horrible smell. I like it.
Also has a lot of potatoes.
This is 77. These all have to do, I guess, with Maine, the clouds, the light. Maine's pretty gray in the winters too, but when the sun comes out, it's very bright. I like Jasper Johns. There's some Jasper Johns. Richard Pousset-Dart is also one of my favorite painters. I think that he influenced some of these. These are small, pencil, oil crayon. This one is called To Richard Pousset Dart. Clouds and Barbed Wire. These are 76. Lots of graphite in that one, and gouache. This is in New Mexico. Graphite on the top. Back to 74 or 75. This at Giacometti, I did a couple of drawings that were. This one's real homage to Giacometti. He's one of my favorite artists, both as a painter and sculptor. Oh, this goes back to 76. It's political Z thing in there. Wax. The board, I always started out with a border in these. And that when I was doing a couple a day. That's on its side, the bones over there. 76, 75, still in New Mexico. This one, I did a couple of these. And I thought that these would keep me going for a long time because I discovered a method in these, and they took forever, and I sometimes like the tedium. I do a lot of embroidery and beadwork, like the tile work, sort of to, as a mental respite or whatever. And I did some, I can't remember, I laid down something, then erased part of it, then went over it with oil, but I thought that I'd really hit on a system that would keep me going, but I did two of them and then got bored. So, this is the second one. Every now and then, I go back to the grid, just when there's nothing else in my head, but I don't. This one is oil and wax, it's about Vietnam, on paper, it's small. And these next two I liked a lot then, and still do. They're very heavy wax, graphite. They're from 1974. But they have things in those I still am using in the painting. I think there are a few drawings every now and then have a lot in them that anyone does. This is a drawing for Cats at St. Adrian on paper. I don't know, paper is what, 24 by 30 maybe? It's acrylic and paper, the same size. These are back to 1970 to 72. This is the last slide. This is a 1971 drawing done in Maine. That's it.